Well, hello there, and welcome to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. The back half of this podcast gets pretty... The start of this podcast remains to be seen. I am convalescing. I am in a state of convalescence. To convalesce, what a big, nice, round, juicy one that is on the word front. What the bloody hell's going on there?
Round, juicy one.
It's fine. I thought a shirtless man in a leather jacket was walking in front of my house, but he's wearing a skin-coloured turtleneck. I thought he had no shirt but a leather jacket, but actually it's not even a leather jacket. Oh, and you know, if he did want to do that, that would be fine, wouldn't it? Just to walk around shirtless with a leather jacket on. That's not why I moved to this neighborhood! But he wasn't doing it. Excuse me, I'm convalescing. It means I have been sick and I still am. I'm convalescing. Yes, it's true. I'm convalescing. How about you? And the previous attempts at recording the podcast all sort of... I mean, I've taken some of the other bits of... You'll see it. It's fine. There's a poem. There's a commercial. There's a song. Oh, big things happening in the world, dear sweet James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan listener. I'll give you an update. And the update is this. We're working on the movie. That, I think, will be my big... I could be wrong. I could be making a flop, but we're making a movie. I mean, we're really making it. We're actually making a feature film. I think there has to be a feature film now on the account of us making one. Whether or not it's good is a whole other thing.
Yeah,
I'm directing a feature film, and I've worked myself to sickness, and now I'm recovering. I slept for several days, and the important thing is we're here now. The World Cup, you know, has got a little bit left to run, and I've been following the scores. I've stopped watching the games some time ago. It's not a good time zone for me to watch the games. I'll tell you what, the games I am watching. The Pride of South Australia, the mighty Adelaide Crows. I know you're a big Crows. You listen to this podcast from overseas, you're a big Crows fan. You listen to Australia, there's a chance you're a Crows fan. You consider becoming a Crows fan. But Crowies! You know, we're having it's a beautiful text being rested this week. Dad's going to come overnight. We're going to watch take us on the Swannies, the second highest ranked team in the competition, and we don't need to win to be a real team, you know. But if we could put in a manful display as we play Sydney away, that would be enough. I mean, to win would really, we'd really get the chest puffed out at that point. We'd say the lid's off, this is the team, these are the boys, this is the future. Yeah. But that can also be quite, that can be probably bad for being the future, is to know and feel that you are the future. How do you like that? How do you feel about that? What do you think about that? Now look, the podcast, honestly, this week.
Is it up to scratch?
Is not up to scratch.
Well, who's to say where the scratch is? I say the scratch is where the itch is.
Introduction's got, maybe we'll just get on with the rest of the podcast, and then at the end of the song, I'll keep talking again. All right.
And well, I'll let you know.
You know that the next few sections of the podcast were recorded in the bath a few days ago. Because I thought I could do a bath cast, and it was no good. Anyway, and also anyone watching the visual thing will be going, well, where is he? Well, I don't want people to see me in the bath or in my dilapidated state. So I'm using the editing software. I'm learning how to use the editing software. So you get me and some stock footage and some editing software. Well, let's begin. All right, and I'll see you after the song. But first the poem and then the commercial. All right.
Do you have vitality? How alive are you really? Are you becoming more alive, or have you already started to die? Have you already died and not noticed it yet? What do you do to others? What effect do they experience when they are in your presence? Are you a font or are you a sponge? Are you smooth locomotion or a woman on the tracks? When you die, will the people around you regard that as a
tragedy
or a blessed convenience? Do you have vitality? Is it possible to get more vitality? Or do you have a certain amount stored up when you're born and it just keeps on leaking out of you? Do you have a certain amount of things to do before it kills you? Or do you have a certain amount of time to do all the important things in? A certain amount of songs to write? A certain amount of novels, a certain amount of goals to kick, a certain amount of orgasms. Does love come from vitality, or does vitality come from love? Or is there no meaningful connection between two admittedly nebulous concepts? Why is a young and violent man absolutely beautiful? Why is a young man incapable of violence suspect in the extreme? Why are middle-aged men and old men disgusting, regardless of their capacity for violence? Where there is no vitality, there are no children. Having children also robs you of your vitality, at least in the short term. In the short term, it can go on for decades. And if another child comes through, the countdown to sleeping through the night again resets. The wrong job will sap your vitality. Not having a job will sap you of your vitality. But if a man has the right job and plays the game as hard as he can, he will experience profound vitality. And in the joy of playing the game hard, the man may collapse and die. If not die, crack up. It has happened. I have seen it. Materialism is the reasonable answer to maintaining vitality. Reasonable answers are poisonous to vitality. Vitality is an unreasonable question. Health is virtuous. Does this mean that being sick is a crime? Maybe it does. Beauty is virtuous. Does this mean that being plain or ugly is a crime? Maybe it does. Intelligence is virtuous, but it is more difficult to quantify than health and beauty. So stupidity is not a crime. Stupidity is a political designation. The vital man is not perfect, but he's got the time and the energy and the means and inclination to go back and hide his imperfections. Do you have vitality? A certain number of orgasms? Does love come from vitality, or does vitality come from love? A young and violent man is absolutely beautiful. Why? Play the game as hard as you like, you will collapse and die. Vitality is an unreasonable question. Vitality hides its imperfections. You are a sponge. You are a hindrance. Your death will be regarded as a blessed convenience. Your death will result in people getting things done, and the people who you love having more fun. The vitality you possess is a stolen vitality. Vampiric, gross, cruel, and unusual. My vitality is a gift from God. Get out of our way.
And now some words from our sponsors.
One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are a little more relaxed, and I find myself reaching for the same comfortable go-anywhere pieces again and again. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you actually live in all season long. Quince is a 100% European linen pants and shirts are breathable, easy to throw on, and the summer upgrade your rotation needs, starting at just $34. What's the Quince piece that changed how you get dressed this summer? You know, I didn't think I had anything from Quince, but then I noticed my bed sheets. So it's my bed sheets. I noticed the other day, I thought, oh, we have Quince bed sheets. I'm not a liar. So there you go. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/catamaran for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/catamaran for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/catamaran.
Your mother still loves you.
Yeah.
If you are a girl, it's not sure your father still loves you.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm doing the podcast. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I'm about to go on stage in like 10.
Oh, okay. Five is a great amount for pod.
What do you need?
Well, I don't know. It's one of the worst ones I've done in a while, just because I've been unwell.
Your podcast?
Yeah, do you have any razzle-dazzle you can bring?
Oh, God, I don't think so. I think I'm shitting myself. You know what's fucked up? I have something I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Because there's that diarrhea going around. You heard of it?
I don't know. I've had it. I had it on a mountain, and I lost a pair of socks and underpants, and I had to get the children not to look.
Oh, socks is really an emergency because that indicates the level of, like, liquidity. What's the word?
No, yes. Like, much like my finances, there was an excess of liquidity.
you diarrheaed yourself.
Anyways,
everybody's American attitude right now is like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I have diarrhea. And I just feel like as a Jew who like is 100% certain that I always have diarrhea, I just feel a little bit pissed off at everybody that they're being so quaint about it. You know what I mean?
Imagine how it's the like, Africans who are dying feel. Poor Africans, and we cannot keep liquid down. This is ravaged.
Well, I don't know about
lunch.
That.
Hmm? Are Jews known for their diarrhea?
Yes. My friend, Benton's mom to Benton was like, I think I saw Ruby's friend say that slavery's not real.
Oh, is that me? Or is that Eve?
It's you. It's you. It's so difficult to explain you to the people in my life.
My poem about W.E.B. Du Bois. No, yeah. the point of it was that Honolulu is lovely.
And that's what I told her.
Oh, no, that's...
That's what I tried to explain.
Apparently people... Hey, honey, I got Ruby on the pod, but people think my poem was about me not thinking slavery was real.
Oh, no.
Not people. My boyfriend's mother.
Yes, but that if your boyfriend's mother thinks that, then I think other people must also think and feel that.
Yeah, she's a good indication of the broader...
Dang it. I went on stage last night to do the new material type show, and I think a lot of people didn't understand. Oh, very bad. Very bad. You'll do great tonight, Ruby. I believe in you.
There's 300 people here for me at the Tempe Improv.
Oh, this is your headline show.
There's 300 people for me, James.
300 people showed up for Ruby. All right, I understand. I'm very proud of you.
Love you very much.
We love you, Ruby. Okay, bye. Wow, that's so great. Ruby's selling 300 people. That's so good. Good on her.
Jim Bob.
Hello, Paul. You're on the podcast. How are you?
Oh, very well.
We're really making a movie. It's a good time.
It's a great time when you're healthy, you know.
Can you hear? I'm on antibiotics now. I'm roaring back to health.
It's wonderful. Let's just keep you going on the antibiotics for the whole shoot, I think.
You found a horse?
I found a horse. I found three wonderful horses. They're all in rehab.
Okay.
One's an ex race horse, one of the trotters. You take the little things on the back, you know, put little guy on the back of his little two wheeling cart. I don't know what they're called.
Chariot.
And yeah, it's the one. And with little spikes on the wheels, you know, to take out Ben Hur.
Grease. Have you seen the Christopher Nolan movie yet?
I have not seen it yet. No, but I've been listening to the rest of his history talk about.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. I'd forgotten that there were. I'd forgotten that he was twice a sex slave to Circe and Calypso. It's rather a big part of it.
Well, Tom seems to think that was just what happened to everyone back then.
They sort of chuckle through it, don't they? They're very glib about that.
Yeah. Yes, exciting. You haven't seen it, I'm guessing.
I've not seen it. Maybe when I'm healthy, we could go and see it.
Let's do it. Let's pretend like we're there at the opening night.
I'll talk to you soon. I love you, Paul.
Love you too. Get well.
All righty. And hold on.
Wow.
Wait a minute. It's the next call now. It's Lily. Lily, you're on the podcast.
Am I actually?
Yeah, you're legit. Hold on. Yes, you're legitimately on the podcast.
So this is how you finally get me on the podcast.
We always wanted to come on the podcast. Phone call. Surprise phone call. Yeah, is that a bad way to do the... I think I figured out the audio. I'm holding the phone up to the microphone.
Yeah. You are a wildly successful comedian.
Wildly.
Doesn't know technology.
I do know technology. I'm hip to it. I'm hip to the tech. Where are you now? Where are you in the world?
I'm in California right now visiting my parents.
How? And you said you were quitting comedy, but I see you've got a new tour that I'm now facilitating promotion.
I quit comedy for 3 months, and then I missed it dearly, so I'm back, and I'm stronger than ever.
And I noticed you're Olivia Rodrigo coding the poster.
Yeah, look at that.
I've been listening to the album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love Olivia. She's great.
I think I love whichever 50-year-old Scandinavian men she's got on board to help out. Because
yeah, well,
I don't.
You are a supporter of older men.
Lady Gaga is doing her own shit for sure. You know, Taylor Swift is doing her own stuff for sure. Lord has people coming and helping her, but increasingly as her work gets worse, I'm sure that she's doing it herself. But Olivia Rodrigo, I listened to that back. I think she might be allowed to contribute some of the lyrics, but there's just no way.
I like that you appreciate when there's a team behind someone.
I love a strong team.
And when you think it's just a woman on her own, you go, this is shit.
I'm not as interested. This is really bad. No, I think I feel like I went back. I listened to the Lord albums one at a time, and you can really hear the Jack Antonoff album in there. You know?
Yeah.
You can really hear the Jack Antonoff coming through loud and clear with all the songs
about. Rest in peace.
No, are we all anti-Jack Antonoff because of the unpleasantnesses?
Yeah, well, he apparently cheated on his beautiful wife.
No.
And they're getting a divorce.
No. Margaret, what's her name?
Qualley?
No.
Qualley?
She's so beautiful.
I know. The most beautiful, some might say.
Jack Antonoff? No. No, yeah, I didn't know.
Is no matter what, James, it doesn't matter how unattractive a man is, he tastes success, he cheats on his wife. That's
how
just what
happens. Dare you. I am so utterly faithful. You're saying I'm not successful enough. You see?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's all right. You were merely calling me a failure. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
You are a successful comedian, but you are not Jack Antonoff successful, and you know that.
I loathe Jack Antonoff and his slop music. Churning the same old. Every time I hear something, I go, oh, that's really good. And it's fucking Jack Antonoff and the Sabrina Carpenter music. I could go on and on about the man. I watched that Taylor Swift documentary, and I realized that he was very good at dealing with narcissistic women, and that's how he gets all the jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to play them.
You insult them in a way that shows you've really been paying attention and you know what's important to them. So he goes for Taylor. He goes, Taylor is a perfectionist, and it drives us all mad how devoted she is to the work. And she's giggling and going, oh, yes. Yes, that is a problem for
really
me.
He's a mastermind.
I can't.
We can all learn from Jack Antonoff.
I never knew. I never knew they were splitting up.
Yeah, it's pretty recent. But I'm surprised you haven't heard about it.
I've been sick.
You sound a little sick.
I am sick. This is me. I'm just calling everybody on my phone. I'll have you know, you are one of the higher rated guests. Lily Michelle, big show coming up.
Well,
anything you'd like to shout out about this war in Iran?
Oh, brother, the war in Iran. Well, did you hear that J.D. Vance called every Iranian a terrorist?
He makes a good point. Some of them just emotional terrorists.
No, he doesn't. James.
What?
James.
What?
No, the war in Iran is awful. What
when
they're
I,
doing is
when I walk around Los Angeles and I see those guys with gold makeup, what are they, big gold necklaces? They're big gold Iranian necklaces. I think that's terrorism to the eyes. What do you mean J.D. Vance said all Iranians are terrorists?
He went on the Joe Rogan podcast,
yeah,
as you do, as vice president, and he just talked a bunch of bullshit. And, I mean, the government is full of terror. It's terrible. That government
let me have
needs
a look.
To go. But
J.D. Vance alleges Israeli officials tried to keep U.S. in. Well, that's up, yeah. Go to hell. I can't see this quote. I'm looking for this quote. He seems to be anti-Israel. You'll love that. You hate the Israel. You're very anti-Israel.
I'm very anti. You know, I've been called a Zionist the past couple months, too.
You know, you get called all sorts of things on social media.
I do. I get called all of them. It's great.
Oh, but you'll be... We support Lily Michelle, and we support her big upcoming tour. And we send all our love to the people of Persia. That's what we call it here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
Yeah. Wait, how long have you been sick?
Days, Lily. I'm on antibiotics now. No, it's no good. It's no good. Lily Michelle, everybody. Talk soon.
Can you tell my dates? I'll be in Austin, August 12th. I'll be in Portland, September 10th. And that's it.
Wait, you have two shows?
I'll be at the Joke World Festival.
Oh, you're doing the Joke World Festival.
Use code Lily for 10% off. Those are my 3 dates.
Use code Lily for 10% off at the Joke World Festival. You've got to add a fourth show. That's not... What about on the way? You can't have something in between Austin and Portland?
I would love to, but right now they don't know. They don't think I can sell tickets, so they're giving me these like one-off shows.
Prove
you know, I get
them wrong,
literally
Lily.
Literally nothing.
Activate the diaspora. What? We believe in Lily Michelle. Lily Michelle, Austin, Portland.
I'll get the diaspora.
Key West.
The diaspora will be it, though.
Is it Key West?
But it's the beginning of me. It's in St. Pete.
The beginning of me. Isn't that?
This is the beginning of me.
I think that's a new Olivia Rodrigo song. God bless you, Lily Michelle, and warm wishes from the Catamaran Plan.
Okay.
Eve Ellenbogen, you're on the podcast.
Hello.
I'm calling everybody, but only women are picking up. Ruby picked up. Lily picked up. You picked up. Paul picked up. Amos won't pick up.
Because you're only friends with single women.
That's not true.
Married or engaged men and women. That's not true. You're right.
I'm friends.
Because it's just me.
I have so many friends, but we are trying to branch out on the pod. I've just been convalescing and I feel weak.
Wait, did you record the beginning when I said hello like that?
No, I was all stuffed it up. It all up.
Oh, my God.
And you're moving to Nashville tomorrow or today?
I've already driven more than halfway. I'm currently at an Airbnb in Arkansas.
How's that?
It's good. But it's like...
Have you stopped in Texarkana?
I did not stop in Texarkana this time. I drove through Texarkana, and this time I said to it, I'm better than you. I'll never stay there again.
Where are you?
That's what. I'm right outside Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So tomorrow I have another 5.5 hours. Today I drove for almost 8 hours. And you know what? I thought of you because I always drive for like 5 or 6 hours max. And you said to me, you're going too easy on yourself.
You are going too easy on yourself. I believe in the Eve Ellenbogen who drives too much, too hard, and kills people.
Today I drove almost eight. That's pretty good, right?
You're getting there. We're all working so hard. I'm sick. I'm convalescing, and I absolutely ran out of things to say on the podcast, so now I'm just... I tried to call you earlier, but you didn't answer. I want you to know.
Well, then, I literally called you back a second. Like, I saw your call.
No, my phone doesn't vibrate. I think I've done something wrong to it. It won't vibrate.
Yeah, I know what you've done wrong to it. You switched from an Apple phone. Now you have, like, Android.
I can't have this anti-Android propaganda on the podcast.
All right, fine.
I'm a big believer.
So how's the convalescing going?
Yeah, I did a show last night, and I was shitty, and then I worried that the audience thought I was going to get them sick, but I didn't want to cancel the show. Like, what do? You just take drugs and power through, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you get a couple people sick, and then you blame them for their choices. I also think it's weird that people get mad that they could get sick. I think when you live in the world, the chances are that at some point you will get sick, because that's how life, literal life, works. Sometimes we get sick.
Well, think about how intimate that is. I mean, you people want, you know, the meet and greet. How about my microbes being inside of them? How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you want to buy a shirt? How about you get my disease?
How about catch my disease, Ben Lee? Anyway.
You know what I'm watching
right now? What are you watching? Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding. Yeah, you know, that's one of my favorites.
Yes, my dad used to joke that the English programs in Australia in high schools were getting so bad that one day they'd be studying Muriel's Wedding, and then a few years later they did indeed began studying Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding's a really good movie.
I'm sure. I mean, who's that? Tony
Collette.
Tony Collette.
And I forgot her name, the other one who's in the... She's really good. She's in 6 Feet Under.
The only thing I know about 6 Feet Under, it is the show that discovered Sia. Sia had a song in 6 Feet Under.
It's over the series finale, is that song.
I didn't know that.
It's literally in the last scene, which goes on for the whole length of the song.
Is it considered an important... I just read it on Wikipedia. I never knew.
It is considered, and I mean this, it is considered one of the best season finales of any show.
Wow. Show. And it's all thanks to Adelaide's own Sia.
Is she from Adelaide?
She's an Adelaide girl.
I had not a clue, not one clue. I thought that she was British, if anything.
No, it's that weird voice. She's last air.
Well, it's the song.
That's how we all talk. You walk out.
I had to.
I got this skin and let it hot. 901, 901.
Well, that makes so much sense. I saw Chandelier in somebody's show in Australia.
Yeah.
Zoe Coombs-Marr did a show that ended with her reenacting the video for Chandelier in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It was good, but everybody went crazy. And I guess it's because Sia is an Australian pride person.
Well, I think we don't really get around her properly because she blew up in America. Like, there are people who are like, Australian people, Australian icons. We love them. Savage Garden. We love the Veronicas, whatever.
Another band I did not know was Australian.
Savage Garden.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you every single lyric, every single word to the moon and back. That one I don't know, but the other one, she's taking her time making up.
Let me tell you this.
So
I was in it might actually also have been Arkansas, because I was doing a drive across the country, and I came to a Wendy's, and I had to go and use the facilities at the Wendy's.
You had to go blow out their toilet.
I had to go blow out the shitter in a Wendy's in the middle of the country. And I'm just there going like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I heard, as I was taking a shit, Savage Garden, who I did not know had made it in America. I didn't know I just thought that was a big hit here, as with so many Australian songs. You don't know which ones leak out into the States, as I was leaking out into a Wendy's toilet. And I remember I cleaned myself up and I came out into the foyer of the Wendy's. I don't know if that's the official
myself
term.
Up.
And there was like a cool, like tall black guy with long dreadlocks working behind the counter at the Wendy's. Really like a photo negative image of the Wendy's girl there. And I said, you know Savage Garden? I hadn't ordered anything. Just a guy came and used to go, Savage, you know about Savage Garden? He's like, yeah, man. I went, oh, it's a great country. And I walked out. And I wonder if that was as meaningful to him as it was to me. It was a huge day for me.
That's funny. I also find it funny that you so casually throw in there that you had to clean yourself up
after taking. I mean, it makes it sound like you've shit yourself.
Have a wipe. No, there's been too much. These too much of these. I've been going to the doctor. I'm figuring out what's going on inside of me. This has surfaced on too many of the calls. Ruby says that there's diarrhea traveling all around America, and also that Jews get diarrhea more often. Is that true?
Oh my God, I hate how Ruby claims to know about Jews whenever she's just like whenever she's not a Jew when the Germans come, but anytime she's arguing about Israel committing a genocide, she's like, as a Jew. And so I just resent her claiming that we get diarrhea more. How does she fucking know? But she's probably right. I think Jews do get diarrhea more.
You heard that from the source.
I don't really get that. I'll tell you the truth. I really don't get
Can't
diarrhea
do it.
Often.
No more diarrhea
sick.
Talk. Eve Ellenbogen, we've loved having you on the pod. Wait. All right.
Wait. I was going to say...
I'm ripping through people.
I want you to congratulate me.
For?
That today, I left Austin, Texas. And it was so hard to get out. Like, I mean, I had to drive. You think that you had a hard time moving out of America? You got to just... get on a plane with your family and some suitcases. I stayed behind. I fucking cleaned out your house. Have you ever had to clean out your own apartment and drive away? It's brutal.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't do it. I'm a big believer in getting Eve to do it for you. And I think you've made a great choice in doing the exact same thing, but with yourself.
I'm so happy.
I'm proud so of you. I think you're onto brighter pastures now in Nashville, Tennessee. And everybody, have you got any shows coming up that you'd like to plug?
I've got a bunch of shows, but I don't know when any of the dates are. They're all in Nashville. I'm open. I'm hosting for Nick Murphy this week.
I might give him a call. I might give Nick Murphy a call.
Give Nick Murphy a call.
I'll give Nick Murphy a call. Round out the podcast.
Tell him I send my love. He'll get really weirded out.
All right. Talking to you soon. Love you, Eve.
Yeah, I hope your diarrhea clears up.
All right. Love bye, you. Bye, bye.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, James, yes.
Nick Murphy's on the podcast. Nick Murphy, everybody.
I'm on the podcast?
Yes, Nick Murphy, return guest. Nick Murphy, where in the world are you? How are you doing?
I'm in my car. I'm in Austin.
You know, and Eve just told me that you're letting her open the show for you, and while that is a huge risk, I just wanted to say I was proud of you.
Yeah. Well, I like to be able to dig out of a hole, you know. That's how you get better.
I thought she really improved over the last year. I always thought she was great, but I think she's become consistent. And she, you know, she values you. She came to me and she said, Nick Murphy said I was getting good. She said that. You said that to her?
I said that?
Apparently, you said that.
I said that.
So it doesn't sound like Nick Murphy to give someone an unambiguous compliment.
I don't even believe that I said that. I don't think that came from me.
Well, maybe I'm misremembering. Are you happy? You're on the pod now. Have you got anything you'd like to promote? You got shows in Nashville coming up. Are you full of joy?
Am I actually on the podcast? Yeah, or are you doing like a bit?
No, you're really on the podcast now. I had nothing to say. I was sick and I'm getting better, so this is a very low effort podcast for me this week. I'm sorry.
So you're just like by yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm in my room calling people.
I was going to say, you must have called like a roster, you know?
To get to you? I like you, Nick Murphy.
How many people did you call before you got down to Nick Murphy? Hey, how many other people were on the pod before?
I wish Nick Murphy had given me a damn call when I was in Austin early this year. All I do is reach out and try and be friends with Nick Murphy. And Nick Murphy slaps my hand away.
Yeah, but you're the bigger name, James. So really, if you text me, that's more of a... I mean, you see how quickly I just called you back.
You took my spot as fill-in guest on Stuff Island. Don't think I didn't notice that you're Mr. Stuff Island now.
Yeah, you called me out on Stuff Island. And if you watched my, like, two episodes ago, I mean, I'm on there all the time now. But if you asked me, I don't know, two or three ago, I tried to address it. I tried to address... that you also could have called me. You could have reached out to me, you know?
There's only love.
I appreciate how hard you're deviating from answering my question of how many people you called before.
Genuinely?
The bottom of the barrel.
No, I think you might have cracked top five. How does that feel?
I'll take that.
You should, yes.
You never call me for your podcast.
I appreciate that.
Oh,
So next Thursday, which is the 23rd, I'm at Zany's in the lab with special guest Eve Ellenbogen is going to be there.
Huge news. Huge stuff there. And are you feel happy? You feel strong?
I feel good. I like it out here. I like Austin. I think I'm going to re-sign my lease. How's that for a news break? That's going to be all over TMZ after I just told you that on your podcast.
I don't know where I'm going to be. I think they're not letting me renew my lease at my house in Adelaide, and I'm finding it pretty hard to develop new material.
We need you back out here.
I'm struggling.
Need you back out here,
as a stand-up, I'm really struggling. I got one new bit last night, which is, I don't think it's, you know. Hey, you reckon Jared's keeping the weight off? Subway Jared, you reckon he's staying slim?
Oh, is that the bit?
Yeah.
You're trying it on me now?
It's because he lost all that weight with walking and Subway sandwiches, and he's lost access to both.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's nothing. I'm disgusted in myself. It's all that, and I can't do it anymore.
I like the energy switch you did. That sounded a little like Dane Cookish. You know, if you pace the stage, maybe.
Oh God.
Do like an act out.
This is why you acted it out. You're clandestine. You're a nasty one. You're so nasty. You're cruel. This is why you're number five on the call sheet. I realized only women were answering. I'm glad you've called as well. I'm glad you've answered. You've picked up the call.
I'm in the car, and then I'm going to go back downtown.
Oh, you're in the downtown now?
I'm getting ready to be, yes.
My hardcore demo, did you run into hardcore demo?
Vehicle location. Hardcore what?
Hardcore demo, an Australian who was in Austin. Did you meet him?
Maybe.
I believe he's blown up online by buying marijuana gummies and handing them out to the homeless.
Okay.
That was how he broke the social media algorithm. He's just going up to homeless people and giving them weed and mushroom gummies. And
that's how I started doing a bit about the guy that shoots increasing caliber bullets at random objects to see which go through.
I love that guy. How many cast iron pots?
Everybody knows about this guy. Yeah, I have a bit about him now that I like.
What is it? Do you want to share any of it?
No, because I'm gonna do it at the shows. I want people.
Wow, keeping it close to the chest, much like a man being protected by cast iron pans being shot at with the bull with the cow. The cow is the last one he shoots with.
Yeah, my particular one is about the shovels. It's the shovel video.
How many shovels?
I can't tell you that.
All right. Well, you don't want to share your bit, and I respect that. Nick Murphy. That's at Nick Murphy on Instagram. At the Nick Murphy Comedy One on Instagram.
Wait, we gotta fix your. Why is this guy honking at me? We gotta fix your.
You gotta deal with that honk. That's an aggressive honk. You're getting honked at a third time. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.
I don't.
I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.